Good morning, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health. Today we are talking about hypnobirthing with Maureen Saba, the founder of Maternal Health and Fitness in Andover. And also joining us is a client of Maureen's, Lauren, to share her hypnobirthing experience. Gals, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Lisa. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited about this. Now, Maureen, if you can tell us, what is hypnobirthing?
Well, hypnobirthing actually is a state of mind.
Okay.
It's about practicing relaxation, all hypnosis, Lisa. As you know, you took the class.
Yeah, it was great.
All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. So the hypnobirthing is a hypnobirthing class. It's a 5-week childbirth education class where we actually focus on the importance of relaxation. And not only the importance of relaxation, the importance of practicing relaxation.
Exactly. Now, that also comes in handy after the baby's born, I might add.
Oh, yeah. A lot of women have said, can you have my hypnobirthing breathing when I was up breastfeeding at 3 or 4 a.m. in the morning?
Exactly. I was going to say, actually, with some of the scripts that you had about the relaxation, about how, you know, the birth is going to be an easy experience, I actually, you know, would change it and then put the breastfeeding is going to go smoothly. You know? So it actually came in handy. And I was also going to mention that I like the way the partner is involved, too, in helping the woman to relax. And if you can talk about that too, the involvement of the partner.
Of the dad, sure.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I tell the dads in the very first class, you know, you were there for the conception.
I hope so.
You may as well be there for the birth. But and I tell them, I said, listen, dads, I have 5 weeks. I need to turn your dads into doulas. And it's very important. Having good support with you, Lisa, as you know,
exactly,
can make or break your birth experience. So I have to teach and show these dads how to actually support, you know, their spouses or their partners during this process. Because especially if they've never seen it before, I mean, here's somebody you love in a very vulnerable position.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you don't know what to do. And most dads, right away, partners want to fix things immediately.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not quite sure, you know, what's going on. Because at some point, you know, mom goes inward.
Yes.
You know, and she goes right into her body, and she's focusing on her baby. And it's very scary for somebody on the outside looking in. And, yeah, I've had dads in the labor room, like, what's going on? You know, who are you, and what did you do with my wife, you know? and it's very scary for them. So, you know, we try to really do some hands-on things with the dads to inform them, to let them know, give them lots of comfort measures, show them how to pack their doula bag, you know, so they're able to go there.
Now, you mentioned doula. I didn't mean to interrupt, but just in case people are listening and they're not sure what a doula is, if you can explain that.
Sure. A doula is a woman that is familiar with the labor and birth process and attends the birth of the couple for physical and emotional support and comfort measures. No medical is performed whatsoever. A doula will stay with you from the minute you get to the hospital until maybe about an hour, up to an hour after the baby is born. And she's there strictly for that couple, for mom, for dad.
Okay. Now,
she doesn't share, there's no ship changing, you know.
Oh, that's nice. Now, is she usually trained in the hypnobirthing as well, or it depends on the situation?
Exactly. It definitely depends on, you know, where she got her training. Doulas typically go through a certification process. And then doulas can also go through a hypnobirthing certification. But the doulas who work with me, we're all strictly, you know, that's all we do is hypnobirth, because, as you know, our clients that come down to exercise with us
mm-hmm.
end up, you know, usually taking a hypnobirthing class, and then they end up being doula clients. So, you know, so that's what our doulas usually do, the hypnobirth.
Okay. Now, do you find that some women have a harder time with the relaxation? For example, myself, I tend to have a very busy mind, and it's really hard to slow it down. And I was able to, but it was definitely an effort. Do you see that some women pick it up quicker than others?
Well, you know, some women have already been practicing relaxation or practicing meditation, Lisa, and you're absolutely right. When you first start this, you have what is called monkey mind. And
oh,
I tell ladies, you know, when you first start practicing relaxation, you know, your mind is going everywhere but where it should be going. You know, you're thinking, what am I going to cook for dinner? What do I have to do later? What do I have to pick up at the mat? You know?
Yeah.
Your mind is just going. But the thing is, the more you do it, Lisa, the easier it is to attain that level of relaxation each and every time. And, you know, when they first start, they're like, well, how do I know? How do I know if it's going to work? And how do I know? And So, you know, the skies don't open up, the angels don't start singing. You know, what happens is you're going to find the minute you put on your music, the minute you put on your relaxation CD with your affirmations, the quicker you're going to be able to relax.
Yeah.
You know, and then they can understand that, and they're like, oh, yeah, you're right, because it's been a couple, few weeks in now, and I'm realizing I don't even get to the color orange, or I haven't even been able to get to the color red, and I'm out like a light. I said, well, that's it.
Exactly. You know, it takes a lot of practice, then, I'm guessing, then, for people. They, you know.
Absolutely.
Practice.
It has to be practice. And I say that in the very first class. I say, you will get out of this what you put into it. You know, just because you've signed up for this class, you're showing up for the classes, I do not have a wand that I wave over you on the very last class.
Oh, man.
And so, I know, Lisa, if it was only that easy.
I know.
But I got to tell you, you know, my clients are very motivated clients. You know, and this is an alternative. This is something different, Lisa. I mean, the best piece of advice, you know, a lot of women go into this and they say, you know, I really want to try and go without the drugs. Oh, you know what, I want to wait and try to get my epidural. I know I got it way too early. And this is what this class is great for. And I tell my clients, the best piece of advice I can give you is to be flexible.
Yeah, I was about to say, you got, because if you go in there thinking, I'm just going to do it, and then if something goes wrong, and then you get so ingrained in what you want your birth plan to be, and I've met women who are so crushed and disappointed, and I want, you know, of course I'm all about people having their feelings, but at the same time, that flexibility is so important.
Well, you know, absolutely, I can't say it enough, you know, being in love is like playing game cards.
Yeah.
And until you're dealt that hand, you don't know what cards you're going to get, Lisa.
Yeah, that's
true. You make the card you didn't plan on, but that's okay. You change your strategy just as you would, you know, in a card game. You know, labor is more of an art than it is a science.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if we only had that crystal ball. Yeah, go into it with a positive mindset. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Also, be flexible and don't be so hard on yourself.
Yes.
If everything doesn't, you know, go according to plan.
Exactly.
Healthy mom, healthy babies are the outcome, you know, that we want. And how we get that sometimes, you know, we don't know.
Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. You know, from my experience, and I'll just say briefly, you know, I had a planned C-section just based on some health issues that I had, and I ended up going into labor early. And that was a drag because then I had to be prepped and I didn't have any medication, and your tape really, really saved me. I mean, I did still have some discomfort, but to be able to focus, and I had what I did, and you had mentioned this too, is to picture a place that you love. And so I had my husband talk about the dogs running at the bird sanctuary at Phillips Academy and Bomber swimming after the ducks, and he never catches them, so it's okay. But, you know, just picturing them, I love watching my dogs just frolicking and having fun. And when they were prepping me and I was just, you know, so nervous, it just, to picture them, it really made a big difference.
I was going to say absolutely. And I just got an email just yesterday, as a matter of fact, a client that had just recently gone through the class, and she had her baby 2 days ago, and she sent me the picture on the email, and she said to me, Maureen, it was the best experience. She was in labor, although it didn't go according to what she wanted, okay, and she ended up, after a 24-hour labor, she ended up in the operating room, as did you, and she said to me, I used all my hypnobirthing, Maureen. It was awesome experience.
That's
great. Any other way.
Now,
so, you know, that's nice to hear.
Yeah, that is nice. Now, is the goal to be completely pain-free or just relax enough to sort of flow with the pain, if there is, you know?
Well, you know, I say this in the very first class.
Okay.
And I think sometimes they don't hear me.
We hear you.
I'm
Lauren.
Hey, Lauren. Yeah, in a minute, I want to hear all about your experience. I'm sorry,
well,
go on, Maureen.
I, you know, I say to them, this class is not necessarily about pain-free childbirth.
Okay.
It's not necessarily about drug-free. And just because you take this class doesn't mean they stamp your chart, no drugs. This class is about being in control. And being in control from start to finish. Conserving your energy for when you need it most. And when you need it most is when you're birthing your baby.
Yes.
You know, so by practicing this relaxation, and I have to get these ladies to learn to trust their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, relax. Your body knows what to do. And by doing that and releasing a lot of the fear that comes along with, you know, giving birth, because there's a lot of fear because since we were little girls, it's been instilled in our brains that along with labor and delivery comes all this fear and pain.
Oh, yeah.
And then what's happened, we get older, you know, we get pregnant, and for 9 months, we fear. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, it's got to come out. And everybody under the sun will be happy to share their horror story with you.
Yeah.
You know, which reinforces that fear, tension, pain syndrome. So that these ladies practicing, and I tell them, this is, you know, this is the most phenomenal thing you're ever going to do. Have a good time.
Yeah.
Don't be so uptight. Don't be so stressed out. You know, relax. And I think, Lisa, what's happening is they are learning to trust their bodies. They're practicing the relaxation. So what happens is, you know, when they do go into labor, it's, you know, I tell them, early labor, ignore it. Don't focus on it. Ignore it. You know, stay at home, try and do some things. And so many of my clients, I can't tell you, you know, get to the hospital 4 or 5 centimeters and beyond, even further.
Some of them,
you know, phone dilated saying, I think something's going on. Sure. You know, because at the very first contraction, they don't go, oh, my God, what is that? You know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, if I'd love to hear Lauren's experience. Lauren, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, is this your... Now, did you do hypnobirthing with your first child and you're returning for a second? If you can share that experience.
Well, I'm very lucky to have met Maureen and met many ladies who are experiencing the same thing, just wanting to take a different route and try it a little bit more naturally.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's mind over matter, and I've kind of, I think, lived my life that way a little bit, try to stay positive, think positive, and I wanted to go into it that way. And I was really lucky to have met Maureen. I actually had one of her doulas, Mary Lou, there with me and my husband. So I surrounded myself with great support.
Oh,
and, you know, that made me feel better. I had somebody to rely on during the labor. I did have a long labor, but I was able to make it. I, you know, focused as much as I could. Practicing and practicing definitely helped for me. Birthing affirmations were great, which, once again, is, you know, you can have a natural birth. This is going to be fine. Just positive thinking.
Okay.
And I think it really, you know, helped me, you know, envision what I was looking for. And I had great midwives, so I was flexible. Not everything goes according to plan. I did have to go on a little Pitocin in the middle, but it was quick, it was easy, and by the time I started pushing, it was 20 minutes of pushing.
Oh,
and
wow.
For the first time, that's great. So,
yeah, that's fabulous. Now, when do you do with your next?
April 24th.
Oh, wow, really soon. So have you been practicing?
I definitely haven't. I was thinking when you guys were talking, it has been harder this time for me to practice just because I can practice when I go to yoga with Maureen and we're in a different setting, but at home, for some reason, I've got the monkey mind bad this time.
Yeah.
You know, it's really hard not to be thinking about him or, you know, my other son, just stuff going on. But I'm definitely trying, and I know I can do it, which is helpful because I've done it before. I don't know what I'm going to get dealt, but I know I can handle it.
Now, do you use the tape then? Did you have your husband, or did you use your own voice or another to picture a place that you really like to help you relax?
For me, the tapes work. I'm not the person who can listen to my husband. You know, his voice on the tape, as great as he is and as supportive he is, he definitely gives a great light touch massage and a back massage and everything during it, and he's willing to do anything I ask. But for me, sometimes you just need somebody else there. That's another reason why the doula worked.
Okay.
You just need kind of a educated person in front of you who can tell you anything and you'd believe them. You know what I mean? So you have that trust in somebody. And, you know, sometimes you trust or love your husband too much that you can't even hear it from them.
Oh, yeah.
Joel, I know Joel's not listening.
Oh, I think he's great.
No,
don't
I think it's
wrong.
Good advice. I think it's good advice.
It just depends on your personality. So the tapes really work for me. And like I said, sometimes when I want to relax, I'll just listen to the birthing affirmations. And just over and over, I want to hear that I can do it. My body's meant to do it. Women have done this for years. You know, it's not a science. It's what we're meant to do. And the incredible experience, and I have never felt more humble and, you know, more proud and just happy to be human than giving birth.
Wow. That's really inspiring. You know, it's funny because I didn't use the affirmations as much, and I wish I had. I was really focused on the tape, so I'm really glad that you're bringing those up. Now, did you write your own, or did you base them on the ones? Because Maureen provides. I have a folder in front of me, actually.
Yeah.
she has some great ones in there.
I listen to the ones they have, just even at work when I'm doing kind of like mindless stuff. I just have it in the background, you know, so that's what I do. But I also do, you know, I'll tell you my goal for this birth.
Okay.
I'm not walking into that hospital before I'm 6 centimeters, and the baby's coming out within 3 hours, and that's including pushing time. That's my goal. You know, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But in my mind, you know, I believe, you know, I'm going to kind of put out there what I want, you know, and think positive. And I know that's a possibility, so why not go with it for now? And if it doesn't happen, I'm flexible. I'll have my doula again. I'll have my husband in support. But, you know, in my ideal world, that's what I would like.
Okay. Now,
careful what you wish for.
Oh, go ahead, Maureen.
I was just going to say, careful what you wish. You know, that law of attraction, put it out there to the universe, and it, you know, will provide.
I'm hoping, Maureen, let me tell you.
Yeah, you're a rock star, Lauren. You're a rock star.
Well, you know, you're going to have to come back after your baby's born. I'll give you a couple of weeks, you know, and share how things are going. Now, did you find also, like for myself, that it helped afterwards to have these techniques once you had your baby boy?
It's a joke in our family. We use it for handy things around the house, and my husband, you know, will be at each other's, like, oh, I wanted the picture there, not there. We will say, oh, hypnobirth your way through it, you know what I mean? Or my girlfriends will be like, oh, she was so annoying, and I'll be like, breathe through your nose and out through your mouth. It just, you know, it is. It's something you can use in life, and I think it just takes you take a minute and think about it, you know, in the realm of things, and, you know, I use it all the time.
Oh, that's fabulous. I just am so glad that you're both on talking about this. Now, Maureen, I wanted to ask you about, do you know much about water births? And is that something that you combine ever with this? Because that's something that I find really fascinating.
Did Lauren
have a water birth?
I wanted to. The first time I had gestational diabetes, they would not. So I couldn't. They were.
Yes,
I mean,
of course.
He was a big baby. But it's something that I really wanted to do. And we had watched videos and Maureen. And, I mean, I was in the jacuzzi a lot during labor, which I think is very helpful, and I think, you know, it's something you can do. It just depends on the hospital or where you have your child, if it's a possibility.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say, Lisa. Not all hospitals, you know, do provide or allow for water births, but I have personally been to several. I've been to a home birth, which was a water birth, where she had the tub set right up in the middle of her kitchen.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, it was a beautiful, beautiful birth. I've also been to water births at birth centers.
Okay.
And, you know, it all depends on what's going on, whether or not you're allowed to stay in the water. They monitor you very carefully. You know, but the baby's coming from water to water, and just being in the water is so relaxing, Lisa. I mean, I tell my clients, get to the water. If your hospital or birth center allows you to sit in a jacuzzi tub or even the shower, you know, it's better to be submerged because you take all the stress and tension off your muscles. I call it getting in a jacuzzi tub and later having like a wet epidural. You know, I've had women get in there and think their labor has stopped. Now, you don't want to get in there too soon because your labor will actually stop if you get in there too soon. But to get in there, you know, when you're active labor and you're, you know, cruising, you get in the water and it is awesome.
Yeah, it just seems such a natural way to go.
It really does.
Mm-hmm. Now, I believe Beverly Hospital, don't they have the water births there?
At the birth center in Beverly, they do. Yeah, you can have a water birth down there at the birth center in Beverly, not at the hospital, though.
Oh, okay.
The Cambridge Birth Center down in Cambridge, you can have a water birth there. Now, they used to down at Anna Jake's line.
Yeah, I don't think they do anymore.
Yeah, I don't think they do anymore either.
But they still have a big they have that big fancy birthing tub that you can be in, which is a little bit nicer than some of the, you know, closet little tubs in the hospital.
Oh, yeah. Well,
right.
You know, there's that television show, now I can't remember it, but it's on TLC, something about a baby story. And I've seen where they look like the women are sitting in those, like, kiddie pools, you know, like they have I mean, I don't know if they really are, but I think it's cool. You know, it's like, hey, whatever works, you know.
Right,
got the little fish pan inside, what the heck, you know.
In the backyard.
Yeah,
That whole visualization.
Summertime, you're out there splashing. Oh, here comes a baby.
That's exactly what it was like with my clients at the home birth. Her other two kids were running in and out. The back door was a beautiful summer day.
Oh.
They'd run through, they'd look, and they'd go, the baby here yet? They'd look in the tub, and my client was leaning over, having a sandwich, eating, and then, you know, when it was time for the baby, it was absolutely beautiful, and she did. I mean, I was invited to this birth, as was the midwife, but we also had to sit in our hands because her and her husband wanted to do everything. And I got to tell you, they did. And we were there in the event of an emergency, and it was absolutely beautiful.
Now, was he in the tub with her, or is he on the outside?
I've seen both, too, as well. But in this particular case, he was on the outside because this tub was not really that big.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I just, you know, like I said, I just think water birth is so mm-hmm. interesting. And I just, you know, Maureen, if you want to tell us more about your center and your classes, we're going to have Maureen on again, not next week, but the week after, to talk all about the exercise classes that she has. So if you want to tell us a little bit about your hypnobirthing and how people would sign up.
Yeah, they can either go to my website, which is maternalhealthandandfitness.com. And they can check out the website, but the phone number is also 978-738-8080. And I actually have a class that I'm starting on April 6th.
Oh,
so this is something, you know, that you, it's a 5-week course. It's Monday evenings from 6 to 8:30. And you want to take this in your last trimester, end the classes with maybe 2-3 weeks to your so-called due date.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, you can take it sooner, too. I used to say, the sooner you take it, the better, the longer you have to practice. But what I was finding is sometimes out of sight, out of mind, Lisa.
Yeah,
the class,
yeah, that makes sense.
Soon, you know? So, yeah, and then I'd be happy to speak with them. Then I have another one starting up. I think it's June 1st.
Okay, well, the other thing that's nice about it, too, is you get to meet other couples, you know? And that's fun,
mm-hmm.
too, is you get to... And then that way, and then when you give birth, if you can go back to your exercise classes, and then especially if you take the classes ahead of time, then you really can form some nice friendships.
I still spend time. It's been 2 years. My son turns 2 tomorrow.
Oh, neat.
I have a play group. I have a couple other things I do. And most of the women I know in town are all from Maureen's. It has been just, it's mind, body, and soul. You know, you're getting fitness, you're getting the education, and you're meeting lifelong friends. You know, all different ages. It's a highly recommended thing. It makes you feel like part of the community for sure.
Well, Lauren, I can't wait to hear about your experience. We're going to have you back and tell us about that. And Maureen, you're a gem as always.
Oh, okay.
And I love your program, and I want to thank you both so much for coming on today. And
thank you for having us.
All right.
Thank you.
And, you know, by the way, March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. And so if you listen next time, we're going to be talking about the importance of being screened. And if you'd like to reach me, you can email me at lisa@itsyourhealthradio.org. And you can also check out my website at http://itsyourhealthradio.org. Have a great week. Keep being healthy, gals. Take care, and thanks for coming on. It was a lot of fun and very informative.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.